September 15, 2016, it's a Lot for Pedro show.
Do it.
Watch for Pedro show. And Brother Matt, we're at the Love Grotto.
Yeah, welcome back.
Not 3 months, 2 days short. 3 days.
Man.
June 18th.
Jeez.
We were on the prior Cucamonga.
Right, yeah. Skipper Jeff
got last voyage because
cruising.
He's looking at another boat.
Right.
The retire boat. The one he wants to live in.
Yeah, that's cool. Good old Skipper Jeff.
Right. He got rid of the... He's got a pad by Dana, junior high. And he's already got rid of the Pride.
He has a upgrade process.
Right. And now he's looking for a boat big enough to retire
on. Yeah, that's good. That's Captain Mike Bennett just down there on 22nd Street. He's got his boat. He's living on a 55-foot big old yacht.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he sail much? Or is
it's a power boat, but it's just tied up. It has the possibility to go.
Okay.
But there's always something in
those
the way.
Motor things. You know, the ones without sails, Skipper Jeff calls suppositories. Because I think the shape. we start off the show with the... John Coltrane doing Like Sonny. And the other name was Simple Like Sonny. I think it was one of his licks that he used to practice. There was a period there where Sonny Rollins. For a while he had a mohawk, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it goes back. I think people that were living here before. he went and practiced. I think it was the Brooklyn Bridge. Not sure, but one of those bridges out there he'd practice at. Got stuff together and inspiration John Coltrane. I think anybody who got into Prague.
Yeah.
There's a documentary where Train's writing is read by Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's just for getting not just musicians but square Johns into John Coltrane, you know, because I think people think he's just out there. And even a lot of musicians, right?
Mm.
But actually, it's just music's music, you know. And when you get into them, there's a lot of blues. There's a lot of stuff. Of course, he wanted to get beyond her, and that's where he's taken, and that was his journey. But I know, just from the feel that he thought it was a thing to bring together and not push away.
Mm.
It's funny how they use giant steps to cut. There's this thing in that kind of genre called cutting, where it's like.
Little competition, like cutting heads. Yeah, cutting heads. Yeah, blues
do
today. Yeah.
John Coltrane with his big art, they use his music to make people feel small. That's the funny thing about humans. They'll take a righteous thing and foul it.
Yeah.
And then we had music from our guest here.
Right on.
Foul.
Todd in the house.
That's right. Toys to Kill with Melt the Ice. He's going to melt the ice and come on board.
Cool.
Conjury.
Yeah, I was saying, I saw him a few times this summer, and they're bitching. They're a cool band. No,
share the stage at the...
Brewery West.
It
looks like the Browdry. Browdry, yes.
Browdry.
I saw you get highbrowed over there.
Yeah. And I got to do it again, in fact, with a better PA, that cat. I couldn't believe that. They had the speakers so wide, the throw was for, like, Turmoil Island.
Or the new
you were into it. I got up to the stage when they were playing. Yeah, they were, like, 50 yards outside. Todd was, like, miming it. But you were rocking the Loverboy headband.
It was outside in that same spot between the buildings?
Loverboy stole that from me.
Yeah, well, then you reinvigorated, made up for their theft. Made it actual again. No, we were facing due east with them. When I did it again, due south.
Oh.
Next to the Crafted warehouse.
Oh.
Change of Heart. They even put the speakers up on the stage with us. And
you get the wall in the container.
There was a wall to bounce it. There was a cat named Louie. It was different than the other guy. The other guy, man. I'll tell you out there some of his stories. But, you know, you meet all kinds of this.
Yeah, that's for sure.
This is from the new album.
Yeah.
Huh? This Melt the Ice. It's called, what's the name?
Sentimental Award.
Yeah. Sentimental Award. Now, when was the last album, Toys to Kill?
2012. So, yeah, 4 years.
4 years. Well, I don't know when you recorded this, though. It was, what, at the beginning of the year?
We took our time, or we were lazy or something.
No, what was that album?
Family 42.
That's right, Family 42.
But before that, it was 8 years, so we cut our time in half.
In half. No, but what I mean is between Family 42 and Sentimental War.
Yeah, 4 years.
What was different? What changed for the band?
I don't know. I know we had a new grip of songs that, I mean, you know, I bring in my songs. I'm excited about them. Sean brought in his. And we actually liked playing them live, I think. It was kind of like, that was the edit. Like, does this song make the album? And did we have fun playing it last night?
For Family 42, it was more like, we haven't tried these out. We're just going to record them.
Yeah,
this
kinda.
Time you have to play them in front of people.
And some of the Family 42 songs were Underground Railroad songs. So,
which is another project for Todd's people, if you don't know.
That's, they just kind of felt more like toy songs, but we originally recorded them with Candyland. So it was like, these were just strictly us and Toys That Kill Mode, you know. We weren't really into Toys That Kill Mode before Family 42, so we were kind of all doing our own projects, and,
So what you're saying is, Sentimental War kind of speaks for the band as the band, probably more complete.
Yeah, and now, the most thing that changed was pretty much how we felt about the songs live. Like, if they didn't feel good live, we weren't going to record it. Yeah.
So they all got, like, the taste test, live taste
test.
Yeah,
and I was just telling Matt that it was that when we went on tour, you know, it's rough just doing mostly new songs on tour because you're playing cities that you haven't played in 4 years and stuff.
You got to play the hits?
And we played mostly new songs.
You avoided the temptation to play the hits and put it out. You know the old days of Husker? They only prac right before the tour because, it's right after they made the next album. And so that's all they're playing for the tour.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that is.
A lot of great bands that I've always loved and respect have done that. And
just balled
and
out.
You can just tell the show is not as energetic as it could be because you feel it too and you see everybody around you, you're like waiting for something
to
pop off.
This?
And they just don't get to it and yet you leave kind of smarter or more full. I don't know. Maybe dumber. Who knows? But you leave feeling good about it. And
instead of them just doing the same old thing, you know, trotting out the little...
Yeah, it makes the record better when you actually... you know you're going to put it on, so when you actually have heard these songs before, you feel a better connection, I think. I don't know.
But if you go to the gig and you're all, like, fired up to, like, know where to holler when quiet, you don't have a script.
Yeah.
So I think some gig goers feel let down because they kind of want it scripted, but should they?
They're not. They'll never get it.
Yeah.
But it's gonna. We felt it was great though. It was energetic and.
What about this tune, Four Strings?
Four
string.
Yeah. That was almost like a last minute
addition.
That's
why I call my machine.
Mm.
Yeah. It's about a dude pawning off. His thing for it, you know. So,
but you're a guitar man. Did you ever do bass?
I did very sparingly, and actually, I learned on a bass. I learned how to.
Did you ever do gigs on a bass?
I have for sure. I've done it.
But you filled it on recording.
Yeah, I never understood it. I always thought it was you follow the guitar player instead of. You know,
play slower?
No, just like boom, 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 go, do,
parallel.
Boom,
parallel.
You know, yeah, everything is, you're just behind there.
Stuck at the road. parents won't even spank their children.
Knock, knock. Who's that knocking on my coffin door? Come on, babe, I got nothing to score. Who's that knocking on my coffin door? Who's that howling at the stars? Come on, babe, we're gonna go far. Who's that howling at the stars? Who's that coming at the break of day? Come on, baby, got nothing to say. Hey! Who's that coming at the break of day? Hit it!
Yeah. Zip, 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 zip
Pedro show, we heard Four Straight, brand new Toys That Kill, and brand new from Dex Ron Weber. It's hard to say sometimes. Knock, knock. You know about him? He had a band in the old days called Flat Duo Jet.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just him on guitar singing, and then he had a drummer, and the guys had one name, Crow. Like long-haired hippie guy, and he could wail on it. But, yeah, no bass man. So I was always thinking that, well, not really with them, because they were just so wild. But later on, it inspired a whole bunch of bands that thought they could lose a bass man. And you know what the result was, in my heart, poor, lonely kick drum.
Don't have to out, carry
you know,
it all.
A little blanky, like, you know, or grout to stick to the rest of the band, you know.
Yeah, we've seen a few bands lately where...
I know there's more room in the boat, but fuck, come on. Think about that kick drum. It's poor, like, lonely kick drum.
This band's great. What would they be with a bass player, though? Like, we just... There's just too many what-ifs, you know?
Yeah. So maybe that's four string?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a story behind every tune, brother.
It's a wandering bass. That doesn't have anywhere to go because nobody uses them anymore.
Whoa. Or it's left hand on the fucking MIDI keyboard.
Yeah.
Dong, dong, da, dong. And you can always tell all the notes are exactly the same loud. Dong, dong, da, dong.
The eighth deadly sin.
Yeah. Then we had something from the old days. I think their only album. Push, Push, Push from Nervous Gender. Great band. I think Frank was on guitar. The only time they had guitar. Frank with, what she would say?
Oh, P.
No, she say a soft F. But a hard P. No, a hard C. A soft P. Frank. P-H-R-A-N-C.
Then she went solo after
right,
that, right?
That's right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like folk with P.
Right, yeah.
We played together, didn't we, with FYP Dose and Frank?
At that's the, right.
What was that place? Alligator Lounge?
Yeah, we're Nails did the fucking New Music Monday. By the way, we got brand new Nails.
Oh, cool.
Coming up. Alex Zhang Huntai with Oranges and Bed. That's from his new album. Lemon Kittens from my old collect. No Night Not Shared. The Meredith Hunters. A Higher Price to Pay. That's got brother Steve McKay on saxophone. His buddies in France, Belgium on that. Nels Klein with the Invitation. A new double album or double CD called Lovers. It's incredible. Strings.
Wow.
Fucking Nels. He was, who's the lady on NPR?
Oh, Harry goodness.
Gross, the little voice. He's talking with her.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you're rapping with her. Whoa.
Cool.
Kim Gordon, brand new. Murdered Out. And pop group, brand new. Zipper Face. And, yeah, with Bovell. And Bovell, the guy who mixed the first pop group album. They come back.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, Be Careful with El Rapido. And those are our buddies doing the Vallenera music from Colombia, but it sounds like mariachi, but don't say that. you just think it does. Back with Todd here and the story of the new album, Sentimental Ward. What about this title?
I don't know. I think people let their bitterness take over finding new cool shit that's in the now, you know, so I've been thinking about that a lot lately, enough to make a song. That, you know, people...
Like nostalgia.
Yeah. Like, there's some people that exist purely on that.
Oh, yeah.
Like they'll come out from under a rock if this certain band's playing only.
John Fogerty, Looking Out My Back Door. Right? Memories and Elephants playing in the band. Take a ride on the silver spoon. Yeah.
There it is.
And the war. And the war, because by doing that, we cripple ourselves. We end up in the fucking...
Yeah. Well, it was kind of a play on, like, mental wards. No one's ever... Everybody I've asked, do you get it? And everyone's like, the smartest people... I've asked a astrophysicist. I'm like, do you understand what this means? Like, the actual words of it? And it's like, no.
Wow.
And I was like, yes. I'm smarter than him now.
Yes.
No, but that's the first time I said it. I told anybody.
Just observe it. No, look, you were talking off air, people, about Haram Izbash and his works in the starboard panel on Garden of Earthly Delights, which he never named, by the way. But, you know, the hollowed out man with his feet in the boats? Yeah, Charon. He's the ferryman. Of course. He's not, you know, because it looks like there's a party pad. And say, I'm in my opera, I made him like he was the party pad. No, man. And actually, if you put a diagonal, Adam in the pork panel is looking right at him, and right in between is that egg. That's the little cat's holding in the middle. Yeah. This kind of trip's coming. Who knows? But that's why you put works out there. Because the fabrics to connect it. So even though you're asking physicists...
lying about that. I didn't ask
It starts, you know, the only thing new is you finding out about it, right? And I think that has to keep going on, or we won't have humility. We'll get all know-it-all, right? It's one of the dangers of being a little less younger, like me. Oh, I've seen it all. You can't teach me anything. You know,
Yeah, there's always new shit out there that's...
And especially a movement like we belong to where no coercion, right? But then all this orthodoxy comes and all these rules, and, you know, we started with this big slogan here and of saying, no, man, let the freak flag fly. And then all of a sudden, like you're saying, wishing for echoes and memories and shadows. And
nowadays all that is under attack, like in our, like, little minute punk rock scene where they just want to take everything from you. Like, and that's, like, we all agree on, we all have the same kind of morals, I believe, you know, but there's certain things that are right on with everybody, but now everything's under attack. The way you word something, it's just art is under attack. And
right.
I don't get
it. Which is so great in a way, that you practically dealt with that by making your own label, making your own band. You know, I talked to a guy that does music like you. You don't have to hear stories about some cat in a suit behind a desk or with the big what, right?
Oh, yeah.
Creative control in your hand.
Yeah. And
how did that happen? By winning the lottery? No, by just acting on it.
By everybody realizing how bad my first 7-inch was and they didn't want to touch it. That's how it happened. You know, it's just like, no, we don't want to touch this. I mean, it's terrible. You know, I can go back
and... tell
the
story, though, so folks know.
Well...
The mind read, we're working on it.
In 88, I started making demos. I used to skateboard for a living, so I had extra money. I was still living with my parents, and this is in Torrance. I bought a 4-track, started recording songs, and then making tapes, and then going to my skate contest and selling the tapes. And then... One day cassette tapes, just demos, but I sold them, which was kind of weird, I guess, at the time.
No.
Because they always did it in Maxim Rock and Roll, the classifieds and stuff, so it was kind of what I knew at the time. But then I wanted to put out some vinyl, and
I remember getting something from England, a certain ratio. It was a little green purse.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. It's whatever you want to do with
that. That's
it. And so the one person I talked to, he... flat out said, he's all, this is raw. And he owned a record store and a label. I didn't ask him to do it. I just, hey, what do you think about this? You know, and he said, it's really raw. And I said, thanks. And he's like, no, like, raw bad. Oh, okay. Well, point me to the pressing plant. How do I do this? And then I asked O, you know O.
Sure, San Diego.
He told me everything I needed to start a label. So I put out a 7-inch, and it's... If you listen to it now, it's terrible. It's really bad. It's like, you know, so I figured I got to keep on this path because...
Learn.
There's something, you know, when you get your own covers printed up, when you get the stuff back, it's the best feeling in the world. Yeah. So it's like, I don't need anybody to do this for me, and they won't do it anyway.
Skate,
so,
right?
Yeah.
You kind of learn that on your own. You watched other dudes do some things.
Yeah, you have
but
to...
But you have to get on that board yourself.
Yeah,
right?
You have to trust your muscles. You know, you have to say, is this knee going to work and do that, you know, and...
If you fall,
there's
you got to get back up.
There's some, yeah, there's... You don't have as much fear.
A bar to get your shit. No, you got to...
Yeah, but back then you don't have as much fear, so you just dive into things. Now I would never put that 7-inch out. And, I mean, it's
but
it's,
it was part of the journey.
Yeah, and I don't regret it, like ever. I'm so glad I did it, and because I'm still
now. In those days, how did you record?
That was on a Tascam 4-track.
So in the pad.
Everything direct. I didn't even have an amp at the time.
Yeah, and like through a distortion pedal. It's like that. He didn't use amps. He went right into the
nothing. Thing. I got an echo pedal, and it was like, I spent $200 on this. I'm going to use it on every song. And it's just like, da, da, da. You know, like, just super obnoxious and but no, fun. Right. Yeah, I had fun. It was like the, right. It was definitely one of the funnest times I've ever done something first. You know, like, that was the first.
Okay.
Like, a great first.
We're not at the first, we're at the last. Of the first hour. Pedro Show, September 15th, 2016 edition. Special guest Todd.
Yeah.
Back with Brother Matt. Hold on for hour two.
Yeah.
September 15th, 2016. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Oh man, wonder if we'll ever know. such a brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the worker that's struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in the million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broad. Rose Britannia is out to bound, to my mother, my dog, and clown. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be ripped again, as I ask you to focus on Sanders fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at all the tape men go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lone man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if they'll ever know. Even the best-selling show is a life on Mars.
Wofford Pedro Show started the second hour off with Flypaper to Psycho, brand new from Toys That Killed. What about that tune?
That's one of Sean's songs, and
so what's it like when Sean brings a tune?
Hey, Sean.
Sean's a guitar man too. Mm.
Yeah.
So does he write your part?
We all kind of do our own thing.
Yeah, but he brings in a tune.
Well, the weird thing.
And then he'll play, and he'll ask you to come in with your thing.
Yeah, I mean, he just starts playing it, and we learn the chords really quick, and then we come up with our own thing. The thing is about Sean's song, usually he has these demos that like are totally different than what we do, but we don't hear them until after we already did.
And those demos have all the parts or just guitar and singing?
It's pretty much the parts, but the song's completely different.
Yeah.
And I heard some of the demos from Family 42 after the fact. And I was like, oh man, I wish I heard this because this has the spirit like
his vision.
Like it just
could help to realize that vision.
Great. So this time he sent us the demos first, and then
so you heard all these other parts.
Yeah, so I think
so
we
you
all
did your versions of them other parts.
Well, it's like the demos are still completely totally different, but this time we had a feel for the song, and it almost gave everybody more freedom to do what they wanted. You know, like I feel like on his song "Form Your Fiend." There's like a part at the
That's
end.
That's
where
you're
playing it. Or, well, yeah, well, I kind of just on the fly made up a part and I sent it back. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that vocal out and all that stuff. And he's like, no, I love it. Like, that's great. Let's just keep going with that.
Is this when he brings in a song, does he tell you what it's about?
Sometimes.
Do he tell you about this one?
Flypaper? No, but I think we all just guessed what it was about. Like, maybe an ex-girlfriend or something. I mean, we didn't confirm it, and I don't want to confirm for Cole sometimes you just know, and you don't have to ask.
Then we had Petra Aden do an a cappella version of Life on Mars.
Cool.
Of course it's going to be a cappella. Mini Beast, brand new. Peter from Volcano Sun, Mission of Burma. This is a new project. Bubblegum Disaster. SS Space Systems. He's in Providence now. It's a space systems, that's Sam up of State New York with School Part 4, School question mark. That could mean a lot. Okay, King Champion Sounds off their latest record, Barsidius the Second. Yeah, I was going to call my tune, man. Dagger Moth with Dear Ole. And we're going to get
Dagger Moth. Cool, awesome.
D-Y-R, Dire Ole. Diarrhea's with D-Y, right? I don't know.
Italian
language.
There, yeah.
Hello. Sonia de Marinaio, guitar man, right after Blind Moon. We get to play with each other at Freak Out Club in Bologna in the middle of October. And then, Blind Moon. As opposed to Blue Moon. Blue Moon's when you have
two in a month.
The same month, right? Harvest Moon.
Or you get left standing alone. Or you get left standing alone.
That's a blue moon. Oh, yeah. No, blue moon of Kentucky. Keep on shining. It's really bright because in the harbor you can pull more, in the harvest you can pull more plants up.
Mm.
You know, it's time to bring on the spin set.
Cool.
Long, long time wanting.
Cool.
Please bring.
Get in. I got some Toys That Killed to start things off with Bill Buckner.
Thank you.
What was it that made you did what you just did to us?
Just getting a chance. That's it. Hadn't had a chance in a long time. So
blood was in the jug and came out and look what gushed.
Pooped us up.
But had to get some toys in there, so that's where it started. I think we had a little Bob Log.
Yeah.
He's going to be at Alex's this weekend.
The third.
And yeah.
With
the helmet. Like his telephone mic and a mask and Evel Knievel outfit. And
where's
then
from original Zona?
I'm not sure. Somewhere in the Southwest, I think.
Tucson, right?
I think so.
And then some manic Hispanic too. They're gonna be down at Reverend Horton Heath's Hayride.
Yeah.
Right in the backyard here.
We're starting to have some gigs here, Pedro people. and not just Godmother's Saloon and Harold's Place. Finally got to do Godmother's Saloon.
Yeah,
yeah, I was down there. That
I
was
think
cool.
We had to break that you chain broke it. And it was tough. We died for everybody's sins, I'll tell you that.
Well, in the old days, I heard it sound a lot worse. I mean, they got to fly the speakers because they're on the decks. So I put them on the overhead.
Yeah, we got
the curtain in the window was happening because... Yeah, it used to sound like a roller rink.
It's set up really nice to have a good show.
One of those
we have
tunes.
Linguas Largas is coming out October 15th. So.
Isaac.
Yeah, one of those tunes there was...
Them and the Resonars and Toys That Kills Me.
I think there's a chat. They don't have a real bass. They have a baritone guitar.
Yeah,
three other cats on guitar. I think the band's got like four guitars and a baritone guitar.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of those tunes was called Zigzags from a band Zigzags that I got from a dude, Phil, who's a listener.
You know what happened? We got Zigzags at the end of the show.
Oh,
we got
cool,
a tune
cool.
called My Lighter.
Cool.
It's probably dude keeps kiping his fucking lighter.
You
met this cat.
Yeah, at the Roxy gig with X, and then he was down at the park when you played at the park, Phil. He just graduated from UCLA, and he came down to see you over at Point Furman Park that day when the neighborhood council deal. So that was Total Recall.
Okay.
Total
that's
Recall.
That's your logo, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've been playing some songs the last couple of weeks.
Oh, very cool.
Editions, and we'll have My Lighter to
excellent.
Seal up the deal.
We actually played with them at the Echo, and they gave you a shout-out. And I don't think you were there.
Is that right?
Right on.
Yeah. No, when you get a shout-out and you're not there, that means something.
Pretty funny. 7 years of bad luck. There's a Creed song about that, right? Don't fly no airplanes. Tombstone Shadow. Huh. That's right. Tombstone. You know, D. Boone, when I met him, that's the only rock band he ever heard. So we're going to learn these songs. Tell you all six albums. No Mardi Gras, but the other six. The older brother leads. That's only Sweet Hitchhikers. That's the trippy one where he won't play on Tom. Who's drumming?
Stu Cook.
Stu Cook's on the bass. Yeah. Oh, you think I'm ball hogging the band, huh? I ain't playing on your tunes. Anyway, the other six albums, and of course they're you use the album covers to clean motor and chow. Yeah, you don't use them for records. That's what the bear. Hardwood floors for with the fucking grape juice and all that. So you need seven quarters of a stylus and a little plastic phonograph so it won't skip.
Mm.
So I don't, and his mother, you're going to do bass. And I'm like, whoa, I can't hear what that cat's doing. So I thought, well, if I wear the singer's shirts, people will still like me. That's how I'm from Navy Housing. I didn't know they were farmer shirt or lumberjack shit. I thought, oh, Mark Bowen's got a boa. Yeah, well, this guy's got this plaid thing going,
Yeah, now you
actually, it's trippy on Cosmo Factor because he's got the little pink neckerchief with leather pants. I mean, see a lot of lumberjacks and farmers accessorized.
Yeah, I never would have thought back then that you'd end up having your own flannel shirt.
Right. Atma, these people, OC, they make skate clothes.
Oh, okay,
and these cats, hey, what? You could design your own. So I took the one from Double Nickels on the Dime. I mixed it in with some other things. And they made me a what? And it all sold out. Man, I did gigs in Europe. And there was cats.
Wow.
Yeah. And it had all the things. They brought the sewing lady in to what I liked about the buttons and the yoke and the pattern. And,
oh, wow.
And yeah, that was Altamont Apparel. Right. Yeah, I would have never known.
You're going to get stabbed in it.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That should be the slogan.
Oh, right. It's just a shot away. Right? And Sonny, what's his name? Sonny Barger, right?
Yeah.
Idiot Jagger! He's watching it on the thing. Well, he's wearing a little cape, right? He's dancing around. I'm like, Keith's all fit. The funniest is when the Grateful Dead, because I guess they hired this.
Yeah, the Angels,
Yeah, the Hell's Angels.
And as they come in off the helicopter, they punched out Marty. Ooh, bummer! And Sherry turns right around. Anyway, back to Toys to Kill, the new album. What about the process? Because Brother Matt played some stuff that you said was recorded in Texas in the middle of Door. And having Clownstown, you don't have to do that. Do it when you're sick in the middle, at the end or middle of the tour.
Yeah, if no one's feeling good, then we just don't do it. So yeah, well, that's the best thing about it, because at the time it was 15 feet from my kitchen, and
right.
You know, you could just call it. Sean lived down the block. Like, come over and do overdubs. And
right.
We just really took our time.
So overdubs. So when you got a tune going, do you lay down a basic track?
Yeah, we've always done everything but the vocals live. This is the first time we did most of it drum and bass, and then added the guitar.
Ah, so you do a rhythm track.
We did. Because I felt like we all felt like these songs were more bass and drum rhythmic, like more pounding, and yeah. I felt like a live guitar in there was gonna kind of muddy it up a little bit, to where I don't know, we were just trying to get the best sonic qualities of the bass and the drum and the kick drum and everything. And
so you had all the tunes there, bass and drums.
You've been in the room too. It's too small for that. So yeah.
Sure.
Then
you and Sean come in.
Yeah, we do our guitar parts, guitars, vocals,
and then you bring in the singer.
Yeah.
Is the singer in the very last?
There was a couple songs.
Does somebody do a scratch while you're doing the basics so they know where they are? Or do you
Count? I do. I usually do when that goes into their headphones. And,
right. You know. So they don't have...
There's a couple songs where I was just mouthing.
Because the count game is tough. And, oh, man, am I on 18 or is it 19?
Yeah. No, a couple songs they did it without any hearing of my... Like, any audible form of my voice, but I would be, like, mouthing the words, like,
okay.
But almost kind of like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. Those are the best kind of props. The cue, you know. You don't have to guess on the meaning. So this is Jimmy and Chachi.
Yep.
And I'm curious, how many, did you put a mic on every drum?
No, we did two room mics that were favored.
Overhead.
And then we did spots on the floor tom. Yeah. There was actually two. There was kind of like a room floor tom and a spot one. It's just we just favored whatever one
and
works for each song. And then a kick. We had two snares. We had a bottom
top
and a top.
Bottoms,
yeah.
Get the wires.
Yeah, the 57s on that. And
what about the bass?
The bass I had direct and through. Chachi got an SVT halfway through the recording. Actually, after we tracked everything, and we went back and retracked it with the SVT. So,
you played again, or did you run the track back through the end?
We actually re-performed them, or Jimmy and him redid them. Another one
so
of them.
Was that
everything was
baffles or stuff? Is it leaking on the drum mics?
No, it's not at all. And there wasn't that much baffling. We point the bass amp towards the
wall. Wow, still.
I don't know how it happened.
Jimmy slams like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we had to tear down our. We recorded probably four times most of the songs because we weren't getting the drum sounds because the ride would bleed.
That's always a problem.
And if we tamed that down, then the tom
How'd
started.
How'd you tame it? With tape?
Well, no, we just found the balance between
where
and just moved it around and adjusted the preamps and stuff. But it was basically, we wanted the biggest floor tom sound
right. Without
compromising the shitty...
People, you might not know this, but when you got a drum set and the microphone's there and you want to bring up the toms, but then the cymbals blast in there, the cymbals come up with it. It's hard to mix.
Yeah, it's hard. That was the toughest thing.
In fact, you know, the old days, the trick was two passes. I think Dave Grohl did that for
the Queen was Strange. Oh yeah,
you two passes. You don't do cymbals.
I brought
you
that up.
You don't do that. Grant Hart did like the holes. See, so one cymbals will go on the whole time. So you only did a second pass.
I heard they did that with the Queens of the Stone Age, that second album, where Dave Grohl just did the toms. And I suggested that
you can bring toms up without the cymbals coming up.
For this record, I suggested that to Jimmy, and he said that I could be into that, and we just. I think we tried it, and it just wasn't working for us, and we might not even have tried it. We might have talked about it a lot.
Next time you go try.
Yeah.
But at the end of the second hour, 2015 edition of Watt Pedro Show 2016. Hold tight for hour three. September 15, 2016. It's the third hour of Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Well, I wake up in the morning and here comes the world. When my eyes are low, here comes the world. Put my feet on the floor and here comes the world. And then I go outside. Everywhere you are, everything you think, here comes the world. It's all around us and in us too. It's all around us and in us too. You make it up, it makes you. You make it up, it makes you. This is scientifically true. Here comes the world, 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 here comes the world.
Bye.
Peter, our show third hour started off with Ready to Fall.
Fail.
Toys That Kill. Tell us about something that song, Tom.
It's a failure. No. That's our...
Is that when you brought it?
That's the old... What's that?
You brought that in? Or was it a starter?
Yeah, that's my song. Okay. It's like a... that's the oldest one we have. We've been playing it for probably 2 years, yeah. And
okay. So it was tried and tested.
Yeah, it was our favorite one. It's like songs that, like, you know, like my lady, even my lady says, I don't really like that one, you know. And I'm like, okay. Well, you're wrong. And I proved it wrong because it made the record.
Lady Day.
Yeah. So
whose nickname is that?
Lady Day? That dog from the Disney movies.
I thought it was Billy Hogg.
Yeah.
Because Lou Reed's got Berlin, which is a record I really dug.
Yeah.
And Jack Bruce on the bass. And, sorry, this ain't supposed to be a question.
I was right.
Adam
Mouth. I was right. You were
Gimli's.
Wrong.
Yeah. I know. Adam Mouth Gimli's. That's the name. With Sorry, Ma. So sorry, Todd. And Matt Jones on the East Coast there, back where he's from. Look, people, he was living in East Bay, or maybe still is, but he recorded some stuff back where he's from, which is Mass. And Massachusetts Classical, Part 1A. I mean, people get on your ass.
Mm.
But I met him in person there at Octopus Books, okay? And Tab Falco gave one of the most righteous. He went over every picture he took in that book, 99 pictures. He told the story of every picture.
Wow.
It was incredible. I'm glad somebody filmed it. I think fucking Brother Vale from Research filmed it. Incredible. See, I'm going to get to record. We might do the album here in Pedro. Yeah. Incredible hearing me. Behind the Magnolia Curtain. Badass. Schizophonics after that with Red Planet. Again, yeah, I had this off of 45, people. I got a converter. So I can, people give me 45 now. I can, like, make it be dig.
Cool. All
right.
It also does cassette. So I can make that be dig. Okay. Follow them with Here Comes the World from Pacifica. We're going to play there. That might be an option. That's where Brother Steve lived, a little on the west side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, Wake by Wovit. I can't remember where they're from, but maybe I deserve a Wake. Look, there's this tune we're going to play. It's called Hidden Track.
Yeah.
Is that really the name?
Yeah. Because I needed that.
And with CDs, you could do this shit. You could put on a tune. Well, I guess you could do it with vinyl, too, and just not tell it what the fuck it's called.
Well, they would call it hidden track. And
yeah.
This is called the hidden track.
So. Oh, this is the hidden track.
So it's a proper title.
I got to augment this error I got, people.
And it's not at the end of the record, either, so.
No, it's not. That's it's right. Real. So that's what kind of weirded out on me. I was like, but is it referencing the idea of the hidden track?
Well, it's because of the lyrics I wanted to call it the hidden track, because okay. It says the chorus is... has the word bestiality in it.
Yeah.
And
you should
I think Jimmy might have said, oh, you can't, if somebody Googles that, they're going to ban the record.
Your chamber door, brother.
You got to get inspectors.
Inspectors?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what
I
about
can't
Jimmy?
Talk about this song when the inspectors are in here.
Okay.
No, he said,
I'm
my cross to feed at home. I pretend we tend to dust and us. I need no present. I want love. I need love. I need you. Don't cry, don't show, you're gonna let it go.
Gatemouth and some Earl King. Charles Brown's never too far from the sea. Dig the iguanas and the Spanish groove. Lord have mercy, Wolfman singing the blues. And the Gulf Coast Blues Party at a Gulf Coast. Men, King James, and benign souls. It's a thing at a Gulf Coast Blues Party at the Gulf Coast Blues Party. We make a big sound for everybody around. We keep things moving while the band is grooving at a Gulf Coast.
Blue.
Pedro Show. Started off the last music for this edition, Toys That Kill, from their brand new album, The Hidden Track. And what about Jimmy?
Well, since the course says bestiality, whatever, you know, he mentioned something that if you tried to Google that song title, then the whole thing would be banned. So we had I had to come up with a different name. And I don't know. I'm not.
You don't want any songs banned on Google.
I want them all banned on Google, actually. No, I just called it that because I didn't really know how to spell bestiality, and I'm saying it. And
what, brother Matt, am I wrong? Is that bone in animals?
I'll say yeah.
When I repress the record, I'm going to retitle that song. Am I wrong? Is this about bone and animals? That's a perfect
prize
song.
You know, keep your eyes high on the prize. I defer. I know I'm not looking down. You know, bring it up. Aim it high. Bring that up there. Deliver the good turn. Yeah, the enlightenment.
Yeah, just look straight forward.
No present, Wild Style Lion. That's Philly and Berlin, where I'm going to go Monday to go do Prac for upcoming Sonia de Marinaio tour, Europe. And Jay Maskus on the guitar for that, because that's brother-in-law of Philly. And, yeah, it was his mom that, she's losing hair, so wash your hair with your own piss. And the hair came there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I pee on my feet because someone told me it heals.
I just told somebody that, too, yeah.
And my pop in the Navy.
I haven't had athlete's feet.
I used to have it bad when I was a boy because I crawled in tunnels.
I have shitty feet. No,
you're tarred, so you don't know, but we had a dairy farm here called Lottman Farms on Western.
Cows and everything.
Yeah, across from the graveyard.
Oh, okay.
Where that Navy house was. It's called High Jive. Yeah, they put in a bunch of jive. But that's where I first came to Pedro, and there was a dairy next to it.
Ah.
So. Hey Girl, Hey Man, Erotic Billion, and His Heretics. And the bass player of that band is from Peace, Dalmatia, where out of our cats.
Dobro.
Croatia, yeah, Dalmatia. Dobro. And Dick's Deluxe after that, New Orleans, good friend, Brother Steve, with Gulf Coast Blues Party. Cousin Silas and David Gerard, that's a Massachusetts way. In Stasis, some ambient. And finally, some buddies of Brother Matt, the Zigzags, with My Lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, you know what? The guy had contacted me. He wanted to hop on the Pappy and Harriet gig.
Oh.
At the end of November. We got some gigs coming up with Meat Puppets.
Yeah, that's good.
Chris, Bassman, Stan Phoenix. And then,
Pioneer Town.
Yeah, it's not Joshua Tree. No. It's next door.
Yeah, Yucca Valley Zone.
Already we got a. It's a father son band called Drop Anchor. Pull Anchor, sorry, the other side. And so I told him, look, I can't get you on, but if you can, I talk to the boss, whatever, but I will play your music on the
That's
show.
Paul?
I think so.
Yeah, cool.
Have you played Pappy and Harriet yet?
No, but yes, I actually did once.
How is it?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I dig on that place.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. This pad was. Or did I? I don't know.
They got the indoor, like,
did
in the door,
and
they got outdoor.
Up inside?
I don't recall. It's more like a cowboy bar.
Okay.
Outside's a corral.
Well, I played Joshua Tree a couple months ago, and we played Radio Free Joshua Tree. It was like a pad for the community.
So you guys are probably playing outdoors at Pappy and Harriet, so.
I have no idea. But I'm just glad to be playing with Nepo.
Yeah, that'll be bitching.
Exciting. You know,
and I like the desert. I think if I couldn't live in Pedro, that's where I'd be.
Yeah, it's bitching out there.
There's just something about it. I know it's lack of water, but there's something about it.
Yeah, it's a magical place.
Yeah, that this place has. Mm. There's something weird about it. I couldn't really go to Highland Park, Jimmy, sorry.
Tucson is.
I am tomorrow going to work a gig.
Oh, cool.
Something called a Hyatt, new pad. Hope there's parking.
Nella? Oh, Hyatt. Yeah, cool.
It's a new pad, Highland Park. Oh, the old part used to always be Mr. T. Now it's a bowling alley.
Yeah, somebody told me it was Mr. T's renovated, and so we went to Mr. T's when we played a show there, and there was no gig for us there. No. So somebody
lied. That was when Mr. T was around.
Yeah.
So it went from bowling Alley to gig, back to bowling.
Got my bowling shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, look, you guys just did a tour. Touring this new album.
Yeah. Super fun. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Great. It was...
Summer tours?
We hate them. We hate them. Yeah, it's too hot.
Most of the country, especially east of the Rockies, is north south, right?
And we missed humid. Pedro was great all summer. We missed it. You know,
It was one hot day. That's when we did the fucking.
Oh yeah. That day it was the worst. That was great. So yeah, I was here for the worst day of the summer. But
yeah,
everywhere else, I feel like we were chasing the heat. Like the heat was chasing us or something.
Something that we don't have here so much.
It was bad, but the shows were so good, we didn't really... Okay. We got compensated at night for sure.
How many days you did?
We did 19.
Okay.
In 19 days.
Because Todd has new shipmate.
20 days.
The little one? Yeah.
That means he can't be long. way long, okay.
Yeah, last time I was on your show, I was fatherless.
That's right.
Or no. I was
childless.
Whatever
it is. Tell me what I mean.
I was talking about my body being childless.
That's teasing.
Yeah, but the tour was great. We did some.
Favorite band that you played with, shared the stage with.
Vacation. This band, Vacation, from. They're from Ohio, from Cincinnati and Columbus.
Cincinnati, Southwest.
Yeah, and they every time we go in the New York area, we ask them to do a couple shows with them. And
so actually, Ohio not far.
It's not. It's a drive for this tour. We were hauling ass every day. Every day was like an 8-hour drive. Ooh, so,
who routed it?
John Predney did most of the driving. We brought John.
Who routed it?
Oh, I routed it.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
It's like Kukowski having to go on his own touring book.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened, everyone was laughing.
I definitely ran it by the crew before I did it, though, okay. Because there was only a certain amount of time that most of the guys had
and
off.
And the country is a big one.
We wanted to get to New York.
Canada's even bigger, but it's still pretty big. Mm.
Yeah. We even made it. Sure we made it to Vancouver, too. I don't know how we got through the border, but we did it. So.
Like Ishmael, you live to tell the tale.
We did it. And
remember Ishmael? You float some fucking quick ways. The casket. When you carve it in, that's what saves it. It's a good story, Moby Dick. Everybody on tour should do that. Look, man, hopefully we get to do some gigs together in the spring.
Let's do them.
With the Missing Men.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being
cool.
Here.
Yeah.
Zach.
Nice to be back.
Yeah.
And good to see you, Todd.
Talking about sacks, this baby's in the sack. It's been September 15, 2016, Dishwap Pepito show. I go off for a tour about trying to do some shows over there. But for sure, I'm back Halloween.
Cool.
First Halloween I ain't got playing. I don't know.
Oh, wow. No pumpkin head. Yeah.
So I'll be back on All Saints Day and we do another show.
Very cool.
Todd, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Good people, keep your powder dry.